Broadway shows are already opening for the holidays, but for several weeks, theater critic Michael Bourne has been mostly off-Broadway.
There's a scene in the play Sunday that's one of the most compelling I've ever seen or felt or thought about. But the scene does not come for quite a while. When the play begins, a narrator is telling a story. Unless a narrator is inspired by a muse of fire, I prefer actual dramatic exposition in a play. But then, a young woman, Marie, is prepping for a party in her book-bedecked apartment. When her downstairs neighbor, Bill, comes by and asks that her party not be too loud, too late, they don't seem to know each other, except that they live above or below each other, and there's a feeling between them, a feeling that's not certain, but is palpable. When the party happens, Marie and her friends, including the narrator, argue and tease, talk about books, talk about relationships, and from time to time, a beat suddenly thunders, and they all run around or dance herky-jerky and meaninglessly. For me, lively though the party means to be, none of these characters or the dancing matters much. When the party is over and Marie is alone again, Bill the neighbor returns, and something happens between them. He wants to connect with Marie. Marie doesn't know what he wants or what she wants. And yet they keep reaching across an enormous gulf of doubt and fear between them. Bill likes Marie, and Marie wants to know why. And Bill sweetly speaks a litany of what he feels when he sees Marie, and how seeing Marie in the most mundane moments of her life enlivens his life. This one scene also enlivens the play, indeed, dramatically, and certainly for me. Jack Thorne, the playwright, presents no obviously awakening romance between them, but the deep ache in their souls to connect with someone is devastating. Sadie Scott plays Marie, and Maurice Jones plays Bill in Sunday, now for one last week at the Atlantic Theater Company. I'm Michael Bourne.
Let it fall right in your lap. If you've got trouble.